couldn't have been nicer, really.
Did you watch the races at all?
Oh, I used to go mad on them. Going up to the hills where I used to sit on top of the hedge. Going up there before 3 and 4 in the morning. Sit on top of the hedge, seeing them. And in those days, you could check them. Now you couldn't get the numbers. And they say that the other day, the difference. Yeah. You could sit there and time them all from here, you know, until they come round again. But you couldn't do it now.
It should take over half an hour.
Yeah. It is. Mm. Now they take how long?
19 minutes.
19. No wonder you can't get the number. Do you ever go and watch them yourself?
I did this year.
Did you? Mm. Did you like it?
They're maniacs. They're maniacs, they really
are. They're crackers. They're crackers.
Mm.
But they enjoy it themselves, you know. They love it. Mm-hmm. These ones I had, my goodness. They liked it.
Can you remember the sort of bikes they had? Were they fond of their bikes?
No, I can't remember what the makes of any of them. Sid Goddard's was a real old one. But I couldn't tell you the name of it now. It was old.
They used to make a noise.
Yes. Oh, rather.
Where did they pop the bikes when they lived with you?
In the backyard. Yeah. Wash house. Just big enough to take the four of them. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Were there a lot of people up at Hilby watching the races?
Yes. Then there's a grandstand at the bottom of Hilbury there. There's a grandstand. Two grandstands there you could sit on.
Did you go every year to watch them?
Yes. Twice a year, two races. You didn't miss them.
And there were the cars too.
I don't remember the cars, no.
Car racing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we were thrown over the hedge.
That's right. Norma and her mum and I were going up to see the races. We're going up that, what do you call it, road?
From Williston.
Yes, from Williston up. We're going to sit on the top of the hedge. And they had started the race off just a practice run. It must have been, it was stupid.
Warming the cars up.
That's it, warming the cars. Mm. And we got up among the whole lot come down. We never got over the hedge quicker, did we? Uncle Jim threw you up. That's right. And your mother and I had to get up ourselves. Right in the middle of the whole lot of them.
Cars,
yes.
We're not walking down the middle.
They should never have let us.
Can you remember any accidents at Hilby as they used to come down?
No, I don't think I do. Maybe at Cragner Bar. I've had an accident or two there, but I don't remember actually being by one. I wouldn't want to either, with me.
Well, there's a lot of people on the island for teachers, aren't
there? They all like to get out and watch them. Whether they do now or not, I wouldn't know. Don't think so. They're too fast.
Can you remember a lot of visitors in Douglas?
Yes. Packed out. Not enough room for them, was it?
Yeah.
It's awful, really.
What did they used to do? Was there more things for them to do in those days?
Some of them, I suppose, were going to see them, like they did the other day with them. Yes. They were around at all houses begging people to take them in. The ones that hadn't already booked somewhere. Yes.
Did they all used to come over on their bikes? Did they bring the bikes with them when they came?
No. You mean the TT ones? They had bikes with them, but I thought you meant the ordinary visitors when they were coming during the summer. A lot of them. It was always packed.
Yeah.
Was that the promenade? Was that?
Yes. And all up there, Rose Mountain, all, was all the boarding houses, you know. Osmond Grove and Mona Street, all that lot, they were full. Duane Road, there wasn't a house empty, was there, really?
Yeah.
Once the summer started, in fact, different than now.
Coaches up the middle of Christian Hill.
Yes, that's right. used to go round the island every day, didn't they? And at night they went out a second run. Yes.
Can you tell anything about going out in one of my grandfather's buses, Sharabang?
They went out, didn't they?
Where did they go?
Oh, you're asking me.
Anywhere.
You know, like how I get lost when I go in the country.
They were open though, weren't they?
Yes.
Open air.
Yes, that's right. Open air. There would be hoods on them that they could put up if it was raining. Mm. Yes.
Was the island a lot different during the Great War?
Pardon?
Was the island a lot different during the war?
Oh, it was quiet. And all the promenade houses, they had the internees in them. And Cunningham's camp and all the sailors. They used to march up here to Ballycommina School every day. The sailors.
That was the Second War.
Was it? Yes, it was. Wouldn't be the First War, that's right. Good job of you.
Do you remember anything about the First War and the Isle of Man?
Not a big lot, really. No.
Did you have anything to do with the internees at all?
No.
How did you feel about all these people coming over?
Well, we had just had to put up with them, hadn't we? We'd no option. And they never interfered with us.
So the promenade was different in those?
Yes, they were all in the promenade houses. That was barricaded.
They were behind barbed wire, weren't they?
Yes, yes. That's what I meant about barricading them.
Mm.
Yes. The soldiers marching up and down. But the funny part was, I told you about Jonathan. He's away in the Scots Guards, and he was gone into lodgings instead of being in the barracks. And one of the ladies in the house was interned at Port Erin during the war. That was funny, wasn't it?
Mm.
Not often a thing like that would happen.
Yeah.
Did he used to go out into the island, to different places in the island much? Was it a big event going to somewhere like Port Erin or Peel?
Well, I know the first time I went out, I had to go on a message for my father on the train to Crosby. And I had to find Hickway's house, farm. First time ever out on the train, I was scared stiff in case I got off at the wrong stop. I did manage to get right, but by gum, I was frightened.
How old were you?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
Well, I must have been about 12 or 13. 13. Mm. Yes. But I didn't like that idea at all. That was the first time to be on the train.
What were the trains like in those
days? They were nice, just as they are now. Yes. Maybe not as rocky as they are now. Your mother and I went. We were glad to get off.
Was Douglas Station busy in those days?
Yes, yeah. During the summer, more so than the winter. Although they did fairly well in the winter too, you know. Lots of the out-of-town people were coming in that way. They'd have no other transport, would they?
Yeah.
Until they got buses.
Only that or a pony and trap.
Yes.
What about going up to Ramsey on the electric tram? Can you remember going on that?
Not really. I would be quite a bit older before I'd go on that. Probably when I would say I'd be 17 or 18. Go for a taxi then.
Yes.
That's when I go.
What were you going to Laxey for?
My boyfriend.
And you married him?
Yes, I did. I married him.
How did you meet him up at Laxey then? So you were in Douglas?
Well, it was strange. I don't know if you know that.
Go on then.
And I had jaundice when I was 16, between 16 and 17, and we had to get somebody to come in to look after us, take over, you see. And it was a cousin, second cousin of mine. And when I got right, I went downtown with her one Saturday. We were going through the street, and she says, here's my brother. So I was introduced to her brother. That was all right, thought he was a nice fellow. But on the following Monday, I was down the street and I saw this fellow and he carried a little stick. He was a sergeant in the army. He had this little stick. When I passed him, I got such a scotch on the bottom. Well, that branded me to life. He was the one. So it all went from that. And then we got borrowing a bike and going to Laxey, where he was with his parents on the farm. I went, got this bike and went down to see him down there. And on a push bike.
You?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, how long did that take you on a bike?
Oh gosh, I don't know how long it took me. But there again, I had to be home for 4 o'clock. My father's tea. So it couldn't have been too long. It all started from there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where was the wedding?
Pardon?
Where was the wedding?
Where was the wedding? Kirkbank. Kirkbank.
And the honeymoon. No. Where did you go?
That was sort of police station. Oh, you're awful, Norman. Now, that sounds awful, but it's not as bad as it sounds. The girl that come to look after me when I was sick with jaundice, she was the one that married the policeman that fell asleep. So it all fit in. Couldn't go away for her honeymoon because my father was wanting to look after. So I got married on the Wednesday and we were home on the Saturday. So we did get 2 days. Now that's about all I can tell you, honestly. I don't know anything else that happened.
No.
Can you remember Kirkbaden on Sundays, the open air services?
I've been to the service many a time, Kirkbaden. Packed. Packed. And the roads when you're going along, all full of people.
Why was that? Why was it so popular?
I suppose because it was open air, it was appealing to the people. And then it was a great thing to walk out to Kirkbaden to the service. It used to be packed. I don't know about now. I don't know, do they have an open air service, do they?
No.
They don't know.
No.
Was that just in the summer then?
Yes. Yes. I think the coaches started going out, didn't they?
Yes. The trip started.
Before that, you just all walked, but the road was packed with people. Went out there. It was nice.
What about up on Douglas Head? Were there many people up on there?
Yes. Yes.
What did you used to do on Douglas Head?
They used to sing, you know, having little concerts up there. These periods, you know. Have you ever had one of those? I know your mother might remember the photo taken just before we went up the hill.
Yeah.
What about the swimming baths down the...
Pardon?
Do you remember the swimming baths down the bottom by the lighthouse?
Yes, yes. Remember that too. Yes. Used to be quite a lot of people swimming there too. Yes.
Were there many people watching?
Oh yes, you bet there was.
Why was that? What was the attraction of
it? Well, you like to see them there swimming and all, and I like watching them swimming anywhere. Really?
Did you ever go up to the one, is it Port Jack, at the other end of the promenade? Is that a similar thing up there?
That's it, that's the same one, at Port Jack. That's the one you're talking about.
No, the one at Port Skillion too. Douglas.
Just below Douglas Head by the lighthouse.
Just under the lighthouse. In the rocks there.
Yes, that's right. That's what Skillion is. That was the one I meant. Yes.
When did that close? When did people stop going to that?
Yes. Yeah. I suppose it would be the Second World War that would stop that, you know. All these things.
Was it a lot different after the war?
Yes. It was all quiet again. Not the number of people coming over or anything. No.
I'm read something about something called barring the master, just before the holidays. They used to sort of bar the master out of the classroom, so he'd give them a... You could say that was the start of the holiday. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that, no. Mm. It probably happened, but I don't remember it.
Mm. No. And these lads who hit the teacher, they got to work... Man, I suppose if they were 14, they'd be quite big, wouldn't they?
Pardon?
These, to the children who sort of took the stick to the master, they'd
yes,
be...
Yes, yes. Because they would probably leave school at 14. In those days, they didn't go on.
They might have been just ready to leave.
Into the thing. Mm. Could have been the last lap for them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was an awful thing to happen to the poor man.
He was only little, wasn't he?
Yes. He was very small. Yes. Mm. And three of them to do it.
Mm. And you didn't tell about your writing, your good writing.
Oh, forget that. Forget that.
You didn't say about the when you went barefoot to school.
Oh no, we need that.
I said that.
You said that to us before we were recording it.
The machine wasn't on then.
Oh well, that's a long way off now. You can't push that in the middle. That's over and done.
Did you edit these or?
No, they, not really, no.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't.
Where were the picture houses in Douglas?
In where they are now, Strand Street, and the two in Strand Street, two.
Yeah, Regent Street.
There used to be one down Regent Street, what is that called? Empire.
Was it?
Yes, we could go there on a Saturday afternoon for Douglas.
What did you say?
When we were going to school, oh, I can't remember any of them now.
Pearl White.
That's right. You remember that? Gosh, this was Pearl White. There was always in one picture every week. Pearl White was in it.
Mm.
Yes.
Was it popular going to the pictures? Were they full?
Yes. Yes.
Did you used to go as a child as well?
Yes. That's when we're talking about when we were young ones. Yes. Mm. Saturday afternoon.
A matinee.
Matinee. Yes.
We were well behaved in the pictures.
You bet we were. We had to be. We'd be put out of the world. No, but honestly, you didn't see the things they do now. You didn't, honestly. The children were all quiet and well behaved. They were. You didn't see any of the carry-on they've got now. You put your television on, if they're not fighting here, they're fighting somewhere else.
Mm.
Every football match, they're at it, and you never see a right one. But what
did the boys play football?
Don't remember them, Rona.
No.
We used to do a lot of skipping. Well, tell you, we used to play a game, you put three holes on the ground with marbles, and you shoot the marbles into the hole.
Oh.
Three holes. That was a great one with the boys.
Did it have a name?
No. Can't think of it.
No.
I'd have to ask some boy. Now, where am I going to get the boy to ask? There's none as old as myself, oh, where are you?
What about hopscotch?
Hopscotch, the girls did that. They used to draw a thing like that, you know.
Mm.
And another down here, and another. But, you know, you used to have to do those things in the road, whereas you wouldn't dare do it now. And we used to have a long skipping rope in the road, one each side, skipping. Well, you couldn't do it now.
No.
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't get the notebook.
No.
No.
Well, what's that thing you've forgotten before? The, what did you not say?
The shoes?
Yes.
Well,
tell the tale.
Well, that's only when I wanted to go to school barefoot, and my father wouldn't allow us. Because they said people would say it was too mean to buy his shoes.
But other children did.
Used to take them up and hide them behind the hedge and walk on to school and then pick them up when they come back. He was none the wiser. Good job too, would have got it.
But were there children who didn't have shoes?
Yes, there were some, one or two. Not very many though, Norman.
No.
No. There might have been one or two of them.
Any with hardly any clothes? Poor clothes?
No. Not too bad, really.
What was the attraction of going barefoot?
Well, that because the others were doing it. Because the others were doing it, we would want to do it too. And I'll tell you another thing, I joined the ballroom and Abby Lindemann was quiet. This is a joke for us. I don't suppose she ever heard of that.
No.
And I did. And that was only because my brother was going with another girl that was a bit older, and she was in the choir, and she wanted company, so I went with her. Well, I wasn't 14, as you know, but I went off to the choir with her. It ended up, in the end, that my piano had to go out when they had the concert for this thing.
Gosh.
And that way out it went.
How did they get it out?
In the milk cart. In the milk cart, and off out it went. Was out two or three times at ballroom school.
Was it?
Yes. And Emma Clark, you won't remember her. You've heard me talk about Emma and I. We were playing duets. That's one of the ideas. I couldn't do it now. Honestly, I couldn't.
On your piano?
On my piano. Yes. And my piano, where is it now?
Still in the house.
In the house.
And your grandmother gave you that?
Yeah.
Was it brand new when you got it?
Yes. I got the letter in the house saying it was bought for my granddaughter Gladys. And that was in 1908, just before she died.
Do you know what it cost?
No. No, I wouldn't know what it cost.
No.
But it's set in that house. I hope they'll teach the children on it as flat as a bloke.
So were there a lot in the choir, half the village?
Quite a few, Norma.
Who'd
from
come
Baldwin and Abbey Lance joined up, you see.
Who'd come to listen to you if you were nearly all
I'll
in the choir?
I'll tell you who conducted us and all. Mr. Kelling, the schoolmaster of Braddon.
Oh, did he?
Jack Kelling, yes. He can't go.
The ladies just died this week of Quail, or somebody, the headmaster of Braddon School. One of the first headmasters, she was 103.
What have you been talking to you about?
Is it?
Yes. She was teaching there when Mr. Fitt, Annie Quayle.
Yes, yeah, just died this week.
Just died?
Yeah. 103.
Oh, gosh. I honestly thought she was dead years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's a surprise.
Hmm.
Yes. She used to come over after my mother died to give us a piano lesson.
Yeah.
Dinner time.
Hmm.
And I didn't tell her after dinner.
Yeah. You see, you're only a young one.
I'm only a bit of a... What? Slipper. Slapper.
Can you remember people talking Manx? Speaking the Manx?
Yes, I never did. But I've heard my husband saying his father used to talk Manx. And when the boys would be in, and the girls in the house, the parents all spoke Manx. If they wanted something said that they didn't want them to know, they spoke Manx. Yes.
Did your father speak Manx?
Not that I never heard him if he did. No.
Did anybody at school, did any of the children speak Manx?
Not that I know of. No. There could have been some of them, but you... That's a thing you wouldn't think of, would you?
I have a feeling they weren't allowed to speak Manx in school.
Could have been right, Norman.
It's
because they
want
them all
schools.
On the English, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Yes. And now they're encouraging them
to speak
into the Manx.
Mm.
How many people could understand the Manx then in Baldwin?
Wouldn't be very many, would they?
Well,
not your
age.
No.
But the generation before they would.
Would, yes.
My grandmother used Manx words, but
she
didn't know that at the
no.
time. They were just in the English sentences.
Yes.
A wheel or a wheel. And spoke a lot of Manx words.
Did she?
Hmm?
I never heard my father speak any Manx, so...
Hmm.
Can you remember people speaking Manx, though?
Yes.
What did you used to feel of when you heard them?
Well, we just started laughing because we didn't know what they were talking about.
things did you eat? Was the food different from now?
No.
No.
Not at all. Not a big lot of
What was a breakfast? What was a breakfast?
Oh, Lord, now you know, I'd still be having the apple because I go down the orchard and get it. I suppose that's starving me off. But usually it would be the breakfast, but it wouldn't be having cornflakes, no.
No.
It would be bacon and egg.
Yes.
Yes, bacon and egg, they'd be having them for breakfast.
And a meat dinner, so?
Meat dinner, yes.
And a roast on Sunday.
Sunday, oh yes, always roast on Sunday. And we had to go in the other room to have the roast on Sunday. During the week we had our meals all with the men.
The farmers?
Yes. Sunday we had to go in the other room because probably there'd be a preacher from Abilance down in too. So we had to go there.
All posh.
Oh.
Did you used to bake your own bread? Or?
Now he has gone on a subject.
Go on with you.
Yes, there was a strike in the Isle of Man. And my father, when he was young, was in the baker's in Murray's on Bradford Hill. Turned out to be Daniel Simmons. He was working there as a baker. Mm. As after come flood. Well, and the strike was on, so of course there was no option. We weren't getting any bread. The baker's strike it was. So he went and got the flour and started to bake bread. And it went on for quite a while. He started to teach me to bake this bread, and the job I hated it was that. Oh, I was tired out punching it with me elbow before it was put down to the fire to rise up. Oh, I didn't like that one bit. I've never done any since I've been married or anything. No, I did not like that job. Punching. Oh.
What about the bonnag?
I used to like a bonnag.
You could make good bonnet.
I haven't made any for years, Norma.
But you could.
Years and years. They used to be all right. Mm. But you get lazy.
Did you?
Well, what is the point in doing a bonnet for myself?
Mm. Did you ever...
What's
ever come across the men from the farm eating the pudding before the meat?
The broth? Eating the pudding before the broth?
Before the broth?
No.
You didn't?
No. I think it was Ramsay ones that did that.
Was it?
Yes.
Used to eat spotted dick and then
they had the broth.
Had the broth after.
Yeah.
Mm. Was there any sense of people from the north as being slightly different?
Only in that kind of way, yes. But I don't see any difference in them really.
They speak differently.
Yes, maybe.
Mm.
But
and the Manx,
they're broader.
The Manx Gaelic was very different.
Is it?
Mm. Lots of pronunciations are different.
Uh-huh.
But what did you think of them from different places of the Isle of Man?
I liked them all right.
No different?
Only Blackberry time. When the town people were coming up to go round the fields picking blackberries. We used to call them Blackberry Skitters. No, Blackberry Pickers, Douglas Skitters. That's because they're always making fun of the country people, you see. Blackberry Pickers, Douglas Skitters, remember that?
Do you ever have any other funny rhymes?
I'll tell you another thing, the ice cream car, Stevie Jackson, he lived on one of the farms higher up. Trinity, was the name of it. And he used to go every day into town with the ice cream. Mm. So when he was coming home, we'd be sitting out in the bank of the farm with our basin, waiting in case he had some ice cream left. And we get a big basin top full, if he had any left, for about 2 months. Yes, Phoebe's ice cream was good.
And how did he keep it cold?
I don't know, Norma. Don't ask me. He would have some way of doing it.
He made it on the farm,
yes.
Gosh.
Yes. Went in every day with it.